to this today from Psalm 98, verses 4, 5, and 6 says, "Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth into joyous song and sing praises. Sing praises to the Lord with the lyre and the sound of melody, with trumpets and the sound of the horn. Make a joyful noise before the King, the Lord." That is a good word today from Psalm 98, verses 4, 5, and 6. It is so good to see you. Welcome to Sunday worship here on this June 27th. Yeah, June is just slipping between our fingers, and yeah, July starts on Thursday. I am your host, Joey Kroll, and Sunday worship has been a program that's been around for, well, quite a few years now. We focus on scripture, songs, devotions, encouragement. My heart and desire is that our hearts and our minds would be focused on Him through the music, through any time I open up this microphone, that you will be pointed to Christ. Let's start things off today with Robin Mark, and these are the Days of Elijah right here on Sunday Worship.
Lord, behold, He comes riding on the clouds.
That's right. We are tapping our toe with Rob and Mark today, and these are the days of Elijah. That's a fun song. Hey, thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship. It's Joey Kroll with you. And hey, listen to this from Nehemiah 9:6, a beautiful passage here. It says, "You alone are the Lord. You made the heavens, even the highest heavens, and all their starry host, the earth and all that is on it, the seas and all that is in them. You give life to everything, and the multitudes of heaven worship you." You know, friend, the great God of the universe, who heaped up the mountains, scooped out the oceans, and flung out the stars, wants to have a relationship with you. Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship. Triumphant from the grave.
shall be moved. And the power of the gospel shall prevail.
Keith and Kristen Getty, and We Walk by Faith. Hey, thanks so much for listening to Sunday Worship. And Acts 9:15 says, "Go, for he is a chosen vessel of mine to bear my name before Gentiles, kings, and the children of Israel." You know, Fred, it's remarkable how yesterday's household goods are today's collector's items. Really, I mean, glassware and dish sets that once sold for pennies at Woolworth, remember that store, now sell for hundreds or even thousands of dollars in antique galleries today. Glass made cheaply from the Depression era now commands a prized place in the museums and private collections of collectors. But can I be honest with you today? The Lord isn't interested in beautiful vessels that sit in display cases to be admired. He chooses us to be vessels to bear his name. I want you to think of yourself as a glass or a cup or a bowl. You're a vessel in the Master's hand, bearing the water of life to a needy world. Isn't that a beautiful picture? In fact, that's a biblical picture, because the Apostle Paul was described as a chosen vessel. So friend, don't worry if you are not beautiful enough to sit in a museum or old enough to be a fine antique. Just live faithfully. Just live faithfully and bear the water of life to a needy world.
May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart bless your name, bless your name, Jesus. And the deeds of the day and the truth in my ways speak of you, speak of you, Jesus. For this is what I'm glad to do. It's time to live a life of love that pleases you. And I will give no praises on earth. Only for this is what I'm glad to do. It's time to live a life of love that pleases you.
You're listening to Sunday Worship. Yes, that's right. Thank you so much for listening to today's edition of Sunday Worship. It's Joey with you. So good to fellowship. I really enjoy our time together each and every Sunday. And 2 Timothy 2:15 says, "Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly handles the word of truth." You know, friend, when the child of God loves the Word of God and sees the Son of God, he is changed by the Spirit of God, into the image of God, for the glory of God, because he has found the truth of God.
Jesus paid it all to him. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed me white as snow.